The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf kuf nun tet. Today's Daf is being studied in the Shvat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, the Shvat Avraham ben Esther. Today's Daf is being studied for Asher Imam, Moshe ben Nuna, וגם מכימאיר בן ג'יימי ג'מילה. אין לה נפל עליהם, שפת הנפש, שפת הגוף, שפתם כרבן אמון וכן ירסון ומביגם אברהם בן אסתר. אין לה נפל עליהם, שפת הנפש, שפת הגוף, שפתם כרבן אמון וכן ירסון ונאמר אמן. וכן תנאי זדף על קוף נרחית עמוד בן. And we are starting from the words שלחו מיתם. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. שלחו מיתם, they sent a question from ארץ ישראל. בן שלווה בנכסי אביב. Bechaye Abiv. Okay, what did he do? He have a son. He borrowed money. Benichse Abiv, with his father's for his father's estate, from his father's assets. Bechaye Abiv. Umet. And then what happened? The guy who borrowed the money died.
Son.
The son that borrowed the money died. Umet. Beno motzi miyad alakuchot. The son of the son, is able to go take the assets from the lekuchot. Now, this makes no sense, this case. But continue reading, and I'll tell you why it makes no sense. V'zui shekashe b'dinim amonot. This is the hardest halakha when it comes to laws of amonot. Very, very difficult case to understand. Let's get the case first, and you'll see why it's difficult. The guy, Reuven, has a father, Yaakov. Okay, Yaakov's still alive. Reuven went and he borrowed money against the assets that he's going to get from his father. He borrowed money, and now what happened? So he owes money. What happened? He died. Now Reuven's son Hanoch comes along and he can go to the likuchot. He can go to the properties that were sold by the lender, and go take them. What are you talking about? He borrowed money. He owes money. How can he take likuchot? What do you mean? He can go take money? You owe money. You don't take the court unless you lent money. He borrowed money. So it's crazy. Like, the son, grandson comes along now and goes to the lender and takes the court that he sold.
And he owes.
What do you mean? You owe money. You can't take anything. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Love, my mapik. What are you talking about? Love, what does he take out at all? He owes. What do you mean? Impossible to say such a thing over here.
Let me get the case again.
Yeah, Reuven
borrowed money from Yaakov.
No, not say Yaakov, because that's the father. Reuven borrowed money from Peloni.
From Peloni. He
borrowed
land with the money?
Huh?
He bought land with the money?
No. Anyway, borrowed. He borrowed $1,000. He has $1,000 cash. He used the money. He used the money.
Okay.
Now what? Reuven pledged the assets. His father's assets.
How
is he borrowing against? He borrowed against his father. Father's Yerusha that he's going to get from his father.
He has his father's
Yerusha coming down the line. Uh-huh. He kept his father's still alive.
Right.
So what did he do? He pledged the assets, so he has $1,000 now. Okay. He went, he spent $1,000 and he enjoyed himself. Okay, now normally what's the deen? You got to pay. He dies, you got to pay your father's debts. You got to pay your father's debts.
Right. Okay.
The Gemara says, the Uven dies, Hanoch comes along and goes to the Ploni of assets that Ploni sold to the Kohot and can repossess them. Repossess them.
He
owes money. What are you talking about repossessing? He owes money. What are you talking about repossessing? Not enough. He's not going to pay anything. He's going to go take property from left field that doesn't belong to him. And not only that, who mentioned the Kuhore Bechlan in the case? Where did you now all of a sudden make a case with Ploni sold fields and there's the Kuhore? Did you see in this case anybody sell anything over here? So Gemara's next question is, where did you get the kohot from over here? You made a case. The case makes no sense. You added variables in the case that were not mentioned in the case. So you're right. It's impossible, that scenario.
That scenario
is impossible. It's a mistake. A scenario cannot exist. We made a mistake. That's not the case. Strike it out. It didn't exist such a case. It makes no sense. Ela, if you want to understand the case, itmar, if you want to learn a case, hachi itmar. Learn it like this. Make a new case. Okay, make a new case. No problem. Ben shemachar Benichse Abiv, Behaye Abiv. Not that he borrowed money.
He sold the assets.
He sold the assets of his father. That's coming to him.
Yeah.
He wasn't Yoresh yet. His father's still alive.
Right.
So therefore he sold the assets while his father was still alive. That what? That after the father dies,
then
the kohot will get it. That's what he did over there. He gave it to him. But now he can't give it now. It's not his to sell. Only when his father dies, so he's giving the rights over to that guy. Okay. Umet. And now the kid eventually died. And then the father died. Okay, the father died as well.
Both died.
Now, Beno, so the grandson, Hanoch, Motzi Miyad Alakuchot. He can go to the guy that went to and Motzi and take it back to him. Why can he take it back?
He bought it.
He's a sultan. So Gemara says, thank you very much. This is a very difficult case in the laws of Mamonot, because it doesn't make any sense. Why does it make any sense? The limrule, because the likuchot can tell back to the grandson, Abuch Mizbin, Vat Mapik, your father sold. You're taking out. What's your right to take out?
Because the son dies first.
He sold it again. You could have a side question. How does such a sale work? The Rishonim work. How can you sell something that's not yours yet? That Rishonim working out. How is he able to sell an item that wasn't his possession? Okay, that they play with. But let's assume the sale. They can fix it.
No,
it's not his yet. He's selling air. It's not yours yet.
But once the grandfather died, who died first?
That's not the Safek. That's a Vic. He sold it. Somehow he sold it. He sold the item when his father was still alive. How do you sell it? Okay, we have to learn the story. They tell you exactly how you can make a sale. Assume the sale is a sale.
Valid.
Okay, the sale was there. The sale was valid. Now what happens? Everybody dies. So the sale kicks in. The Ploni gets the field. All of a sudden, Hanok, the grandson, comes along and says, thank you very much. I'm taking this back. We're taking this back. Your father sold it. Where do you have a right? So this Din Kasher, Shebe Mamonot. Why? Because the guy can look out the right to tell him, your father sold me. From where do you come to take it? So the Gemara says, wait. Umay Kushya, why is it so difficult? This case makes sense. Why does it make sense? Umay Kushya. Dilma, baby, Matzi Amar, Mikowach Abu de Abba Ka'atina.
Oh. The power of his father?
Exactly. By his grandfather. Yeah. He says, I'm not coming from the power of my father. I'm coming from the power of my grandfather. Why? Because I'm Yoresh. Hanukh is saying, I'm Yoresh, my grandfather, Yaakov, let's say, that's Reuven's father, I'm Yoresh from my grandfather, from my own sake, not from my father. These Nechasim have no zekut from my father. Which means, since the father died first, Reuven died first, and then Yaakov died. Now we go into your story. Once Reuven died, what happens over there? He says, once Reuven dies, so now, let's say, Hanoch steps in, but
he still owes the responsibility.
He's next in line, which means he's coming along and saying, "I'm not getting this from my father. I have a stake in this over here from the grandfather. Why? The father died when the grandfather was still alive. I'm being Yoresh. My grandfather, they don't have I'm not in every my father. My father, I'm not Yoresh. Ve'en mechirato mechira. The mechira is not valid. Look how he explains it. Explains like this. Look at Rashbam. Ve'limrude. That is the top line. Ve'limrude likuchot. That's the question. Avuk zavin. Ve'at bapak. Your father sold it. You want to take it back from me? You cannot yoresh what your father saw. That's the claim, right? Was not Dilma. Damadu Hanoch ben Reuven. This guy Hanoch ben Reuven is going to say Mikova Yaakov do Abu da Abba Ka'atena. Why? The bnei banim haren kebanim. Grandchildren are like children. V'chiyehi did Reuven Avi haya yachod irash et Yaakov Abiv, which is just like my father. Could have been Yoresh Yaakov if he would have been alive.
I become
right. Ilu ayahay achare mot Abiv Right? If the son died, so he's not there, so I take his place. Kach ani yoresh et Yaakov, negizirat ha-katuv. Ve'lo mekoha Reuven avi ani yoresh. Mechzivana shum sekut Reuven. Never came to Reuven. I am now the new Reuven. I come in and step into his shoes. B'nei banim, kebanim, and therefore I'm yoresh from Yaakov.
And Reuven had no right to sell it to you.
Yeah, Reuven had no right to sell my asset. I'm not coming to... The guy telling me, hey, your father sold the asset.
But you just said you're responsible.
I got
nothing
with my father. My father had nothing to do with this over here. I was yoresh from my grandfather. My father died over here. He didn't yoresh anything. I stepped in with my grandfather died. I'm getting from my grandfather. What do you think, man? He's claiming the guy, the Piloni. What are you talking about? Your father sold it. They want to be yoresh? Hey, fella, I'm not yoresh from my father. I'm yoresh from my grandfather. My grandfather. Skip the father. The father died over here. He's out of the picture. So when the grandfather died, it came straight to me. So therefore, it's my item. What are you saying? So that case already would make sense. So therefore, don't tell me this is kasher. It's understandable. Also, now we got to rehash the case. Give me the case then that you said that's very difficult to understand the dinei mamonot. We gave one case that was for sure impossible because it made no sense. The second case
made sense.
We worked it out. So Gemara says, "Ela ikasha hakasha." You want to make the question? No. Tell me new story. Ben Bechor. Okay, guy's the firstborn. Firstborn gets double. Okay.
Would Hanoch have to pay him for that field? If you pay the
Hanoch,
debt, that is still a bet.
Hanoch, you can take a debt for that. Because Peloni paid for the field. Peloni paid for the field. Of course, he gets the money back. We're not going to take Steeler's money for no reason. Ben Bechor, new story. Ben Bechor, Shemachar Helek Bechora. What did he do? He's going to inherit double. No. Right? Double's coming down the pipe to him. So what did he do? He sold his Helek Bechor. Bechaye Abiv. Okay, what's coming down to him from his father? He sold that double item. Umed Bechaye Abiv. And when it happened, he died before his father. Beno, so the son of the Bechor, Motzi Miyad Alekuchot. He could come along to Pidoni and say, hey, listen, that Bechor item that my father sold, I'm taking back. So Gemara says, Vezui Shikashi B'dine Mamonot. That's very difficult to understand. Abu Mazbin, Iyum Mepik. What are you talking about over here? The father makes a deal, and then he's going to come along and undo it over here? Which means, how is that possible? Right? You'll see why it's different. So he says, okay. Come along, same story. Came from the grandfather. Hey, my father died first, so I'm being yoresh from the grandfather. Hold it. There's no bechorah if you're coming from your grandfather, which means bechorah. You weren't getting anything from your grandfather from the bechorah. He sold it. That can only come from Reuven, because Reuven's a bechor. So when Yaakov dies, Reuven has the
bechor.
So now you come up and say, no, Reuven died. Leave Reuven. My father died first. I'm getting the chalik from my grandfather. You're not getting the bechor from your grandfather. You're not a bechor to get that over there, and therefore. You have no zechut in the bechorah, only from the father's side, because he's the bechor of the old man. And therefore, since it's coming from the father sold it. And therefore, this is a hard thing to understand. He's coming from the father, and then after the father dies,
he wants
to say,
bechor,
I'm taking it back. How could that be? And don't tell me he's coming from the grandfather, because you cannot come from the grandfather in this case. So Gemara says, Umay Kushya. Why, what's so difficult about this case? Dilma Matzi Amar Mikowah. Abu de Abak Atina Ubimkom Av Kaimna. Oh, which is, they could say, I am coming from my grandfather, and I am Yoresh Tahat my
father.
My father, which I take the place of my father. It's like my father was a Bechor.
I'm the Bechor.
I fill those shoes. I walk into those shoes over here. Which means it's like I'm a bechor also. That's even stronger. I don't know, b'nei banim kebanim. This is already
going to the next.
Whatever the father was, that's what the kid's going to be. The gabe the yirusha. Now, as I'm looking over here, I must go back for one second because I skipped one line in the Gemara. We didn't catch before when we said he's coming from the grandfather. The Gemara quoted a pasuk dichtiv. Go back. You see the pasuk dichtiv tachat avotecha. Yiyu banecha Tishitemo lesarim bechol ha'aretz. And the pasuk says, "Tachat avotecha yihyu banecha." That
the children will be right below.
Right, tachat avotecha. Instead of the fathers,
right, the children
will come. The children. Now, it doesn't say in the pasuk tachtecha. It says tachat avotecha, which means it's the children that are going to fulfill the father's position. Tachat avotecha, where the father is not around to be Yoresh his father, the son will fill his position. Again, Tachat avotecha yiyu banecha, where there's no father to be Yoresh his father, the sons will take him. Doesn't say after. It says instead,
right.
Meaning when they're not around, tachat, they come
right,
and
right. So they exactly duplicate.
Okay, so that's the pasuk you should just remember by right. That pasuk is for the other one. So now back to our story. Our story over here, bechor. Oh, bechor. Oh, coming from my grandfather. Where's the grandfather? There's no bechor from the grandfather. You're not a bechor. No, I'm coming to take my father's position. And since my father would have been Yoresh bechor, so I'm coming as well. Look at Rashbam. Look at Rashbam. What does Rashbam want to do? Oh, wait, read further before we get to Rashbam. So, Rashbam says, I'm coming from the father. So, Gemara says, you're right. That makes sense, that case. Therefore, it's not the kashish bidinim amonot. I can understand that case. You want to say that he's coming mitzad, whatever the father was going to get, I filled those shoes also. Therefore, my father's getting bechor.
What? I'm getting
bechor also from the grandfather. Therefore, after the death, he can come to the likuhot, Mr. Ploni, and say, I'm taking it back. It's mine. I got it from my grandfather. I didn't get it from my father. Now look at Rashbam. Ela ikashya ikashya. Okay, Ika the Mamad Shalom Mitam Zuika Shakashibdinim Amorot. Lavki Agavna Shalom Tikal Dai Lavka Shehu Ela Shalom Mitam Bechor. שמחר חלק בכורתו בחיי אביו ומת הבכור כגון ראובן שמחר חלק בכורתו הראו לגבי בנכסי אביו ומת ראובן ואחר מת יעקב בחנוך ומוציא מיד הלקוחות חלק בכורת ראובן אביו ונותנתה לעצמו כאילו לא מחר ראובן שחנוך יורש חלק בכורת אביו בנכסי זכנו אביו ואף פי שמת הבכור בחיי אביו כדן נעל אוקיי בנוסף פיין חלק בכורה מה יעבטה ואז הוא אין הבכור ומה יקושה בדינים אמרות דמה מציא אמר חנוך מכוח יעקב אבי אבא כאתנה כדכתיב תחת אבותיך היו בניך ויעקב אני יורש כאילו אני ראובן. That's the, I am a father. ובמקום ראובן אבי אני עומד כאילו אני בכל מקרה שזה כתוב אורדנן בנוצובה. When she's like, what's up, the children take the place of the father, so whatever my father is,
that's what I
have. I become also different. Oh, don't tell me it's so difficult to understand such a deen. We can work it out. That makes sense. Oh, so we're back to the question. So we're back to the question. Okay. So it's more benim benim. It's more, there's benim benim ke benim. And then there's like another level. There's benim benim, not only ke benim, but to whatever the father, you're filling the shoes, whatever his status was. Status of Bechor, so he has the status of a. Comes the Gemara and says, "Ela ikasha akasha." You want to make a case? I'll give you the case. Haya yodei alo edut b'shtar ad shelo na'asa gazlan. Okay, a guy signed on the shtar for his friend over there, and he was kasher. The guy was kasher when he signed. Then na'asa gazlan. Then what happened? After he signed on the shtar, when he was a kasher ed, he became a thief. The ed, a thief is pasul.
That's what
edut. Okay. So it says, "Hu eno me'id al ktav yado." So now he cannot come and testify on his signature to make the shtar valid because now he's a gazlan.
Yeah.
Gazlan is not believed even on his own signature. He's not going to be believed over there. About ahirim me'idim, but others can come along and say, "Yes, we know this guy's signature." So Gemara says, "Hash ta'iu lo meheman aharini mehemne." It makes no sense. The guy himself is not neheman. On his own signature. You're going to tell me other people are going to be Ne'eman? Which means, even if you want to say that when they testify that this is the guy's signature, how did you collect with such a start? It's possible that the guy signed it when he was a gazlan. Yeah, when are they coming to testify? We know the guy's signature.
No,
they're not testifying that. No, that's what they testify. When you make Kiyum Shtarot, what do you testify Kiyum Shtarot?
He's on the signature.
On the signature. That's what we know, that's the guy's signature. Yeah, very good. Maybe the guy was a gazlan when he signed it. Are you not testifying when the guy signed it? Oh, again, the guy himself. Could he come and say, that's my signature? Yes. No.
No, you
he's
can't
gazlan. That means a gazlan now.
You can't believe
he's not believing. Wait.
He's testifying on the here and now.
No. Again, A gazlan, just like he came out, come and say, that's my signature. Now, what's these guys coming along and saying? We're coming along and saying, that's a signature. Why should he be believed? Even if you believe them that it's a signature. Okay, we believe the other guys come along and say it's a signature. But maybe he signed it when he was gazlan. Just like you don't believe him.
Anything.
Maybe you shouldn't believe somebody else. You don't believe him. Not that. You're right. Well, thank you very much. Oh, it is a signature. Very good. How do you know from that kiyum that it was not at the time of gezlanuta? And this is the hardest thing, bidine mamonot, because how is it possible to accept kiyum on witnesses?
On a witness that not,
we don't know. They're not testifying now. We have a star. We have a star that was signed by a guy that was kasher. That was kasher at the time.
Then became a gazlan.
Later on, he became a gazlan. Now, we know the guy is a gazlan. We need to verify signatures before we start using the shtar of it. We got to make kiyum shtar of. Maybe it's a forge. The guy said it's forge. The guy said it's forge. I never loaned. So you got to make kiyum the shtar. Bring the guy back. No, this guy's NG. You cannot bring him back. He's a gazlan. Or bring two other guys from the street. Do you know Pedoni's signature? Absolutely. This is Pedoni's signature. Why do you believe them? This is a signature. But he was a gazlan when he signed it. Okay. Why do you believe him?
No, so the Gemara says,
how do you know? How did those two guys that are verifying the shtar know he wasn't a gazlan at the time he signed it?
They don't testify on that.
They just testify we know his signature.
No, that's why it's not a problem.
That's why it's a problem. How can it be believed? Stop. We know the guy's a gazlan now. Now you have two other guys that come and verify the shtar.
The Gemara told us he wasn't a gazlan before. So he was able to sign all he had signed.
That's what we know. That's what we know. But these guys that are coming to testify, maybe they're lying. If you want to make a shtar,
do they have to know?
Right.
So
you're going to see. Go one more step. The Gemara will explain it. Which means, correct. So now comes the Gemara and says, "My kushya, what's so difficult about this case? Dilma kegon shehozak ketav yedo bebedin." Very simple. Which means, could be we were mehazek the guy's signature before he became a gazlan, which means these guys came before he became a gazlan. Very simple. Which means Beddin knew exactly bevadaut that this hatima was done before he became a gazlan when he was still kasher. Therefore, which means all you have to testify is the signature. I'll make a case. Beddin knows already that this shtar was signed before
when he was good.
When he was good. Oh, now we need somebody to verify the signature. Good, so these two guys came to verify the signature. You're right, maybe. If we don't know if he's when the shtar was written, if he's going to not, then maybe these guys are not going to be believed. But the case is still a simple case. Yeah, which means the Beit Din knows the shtar was written when the guy's kasher. But we need to notarize it. We need to mekayem it. You can't use the guy. So use other guys. What are we testifying? We know the signature. Finish. Easy case. And we have any Rashbams on that? Look at Rashbam, just to read Rashbams. Haya Yodaya Lo Edut. Reuven the Shimon. Reuven a testimony on Shimon. Al Shilon Asa Reuven Gazlan. Ve'yes Shimon Hatum Bishtara Ve'atosh Shimon. He was signed on the loan that was made for Shimon. Okay. Ve'al Kech Nasa Gazlan Ve'nefselu Le'edut. Gazlan is pasul Le'edut. How do we know? Dikhtiv. Al Tashit Yadecha Im Rasha Le'yot Et Hamas. Ve'fapish Ne'eman Adam Lomar Zeh Ketav Yadi Kedivtam Bechtuvot. Normally you can say that's my signature. Ve'ata Enu Me'id Al Ketav Yadu. Shle Kodem Arab Anu Ma'azikim Shekir. Now he's a liar. If a guy can steal, the guy's hashud, the shaker. Maybe he signed a shaker, maybe somebody else forged his name. You guys are down there. Now we don't know what the story is. But the Hirim Me'idim. Kede Mefaresh, Bemaskala Vashta, Lefumai, the Katsaka Kaki, Kashe, Bidine Mamono. That was a hard question. The EU no Meheman, Harini Mehemne, Bidmiya. Vado Shema U Atsmo, Hatam Bo Ayom Sheker. שלגזלנו, כשמכירים חתימתו, מה אנו מרוויחים בכך? מה לא שווה פסולנו? Maybe he saw it today, they're coming to the Tzor, he was a gazlan today. By believing them, how do you believe them? Maybe he was a gazlan. כגון שחוזק בהן פק בביתים בטרם היותו גזלן. Like he said, it was verified already, it was notarized, we know the guy signed it when he was not a gazlan. תאשת הלכה ואומר אחי, אלא אלו מעידים שעדו בהן פק זה וקיימו השתם מקמד אבי היי גברה גזלן, that's it. They verified before he became a gazlan. At that time, which means he would also be believed.
Sure.
Before he was a gazlan,
right.
He would also be believed. להשתה, לכן מפרק, אי הוא לא מאמן, העיר מהם זה, ואני אגיד, הכתב ידע למעדים, ולא הכתב ידו, ושתרה מקיימה וקיים ממילה, which means, these guys are believed over him, because the star anyway is cashier, the star, we know the guy, we're just coming to verify the signature, we're not coming to verify the guy, the guy, but he knew where he was at the time of
Azakash,
that time was cashier, okay, so that solves, that's it, we have to go back to the case, what's the case? He just says over here, "Medubad b'shtar shekadu bo handpick." What's handpick? That's like a certification, yeah. A certification of the bedin that we say shekeman ifkem b'shtar bebedin acher. The handpick atzmo k'shema akshav lefanenu ta'unu kiyum, which means the handpick that the bedin notarization, so the sign certified that the guy was the shtar was good over there. They're coming to certify that the handpick was good. והאחרים שנאמר בברייתא שנאמרים הם לקיים, אין עמידים על חתימתו של הגזלן. They're not coming to testify on the חתימה, even of the גזלן, אלא על החתימה שבהנפק. That what? That they're coming to testify שכתיבת ההנפק היה לפני שנעשת על זה גזלן. That's what they're coming to. Which means, the betting certified.
Two bettings.
Betting, so yeah, betting certified, one betting go to start, but the betting certified the names and all that, so the names are certified. Well, this guy's coming along and saying, I'm telling you that when these guys signed it, he wasn't a gazlan. Okay. The guy himself would have been believed at the time that he wasn't a gazlan. So they were not coming to testify on the names themselves. Betin already established it, that the shtar is kashir. Betin established that the shtar was kashir. You understand? Betin verified it himself. They handpicked it, they put a seal on it, certification on it. Now, what do you need witnesses for? Now, we need to know when this guy signed, was he a gazlan? We're telling you he wasn't a gazlan when he signed. Okay, beautiful. Shalom, I said, the shtar is good. Don't push out on this case. And the Ikasha, no one more case. Ikasha, Hakasha. This is the last case we have to do. Hey, you know, Edut Bishtar, Achlo Tipolo Birusha. Okay, what happened? He signed for his friend as a witness on a Shtar. And after, he ended up becoming a Yoresh. He became a Yoresh to his friend. Let's say his friend had another Yoresh at the time that he signed. And then after he signed, this other Yoresh, whatever, something happened to him, so he was not Yoresh anymore. He died, let's say. So now this guy that signed falls into the Yerusha now. He falls into place to be Yoresh, this guy that he signed a shtar for. Oh, so what's that? Now, he's an ogeya. I cannot, or somebody cannot, testify on his start, he has interest now. He's Yoresh now.
He has a benefit.
How can he be Yoresh on an asset? Yeah. I'm telling you, the asset, I saw you have this asset. Hey, man, you're no gay, but now you're Yoresh. If I'm an outside, I can testify on start. So Gemara says, who eno yachol lekayim ketav yado? Of course, he's not believed to mekayim his kavod, because he's no gay. But the harim yachol lekayim ketav yado, but others can come along and test and do it. And that's kashir shibam monot. Because he's not believed, others are going to be believed. Or my kushya. Same story again. Betin already established that the guy signed it. That the guy signed it because or they were mekayim the name. They mekayim the guy's name and they put the handpick on all that. All the other guys coming on to testify. We know that when he signed it, he was legitimate. Finished. So not coming to testify on the name. He's not believed to testify.
The legitimacy of the time. The
legitimacy of the shtar was already legitimized by the betin, and he's coming along afterwards. Gemara says, okay, fine. Ela I kasha kasha. New story. Aya yodaya lo edut achelo na'asa hatano. A guy testified before he became the guy's son-in-law. Later on, he became the guy's son-in-law. Now, as a son-in-law testifying on the father, but he didn't testify on his father-in-law. Later, he became his son-in-law. After, now we know what Karov is. Basuz. Vena'asa hatano. Now he became his hatan. Hu eno me'id al kitab yado. He cannot be me'id al kitab yado now. Because now he's hatan. Hatan is
Yogaya. He's a
karov. Karov. Aba lahirim me'idim. Oh, hulu me'iman. A'irim me'imne. Mechitema. Maybe you're going to tell me achename. Kigon she'uzak tab yado bebetin. Which is maybe already, the shtar was already mu'uzak. Before he became a hatan. Ve'amar av Yosef, bar ben yomi, amar av Nachman. Af api she'lo uzak tab yado bebetin. Oh, this case, even though law wasn't certified, and therefore what does? Others are Mozak to certify the shtar, and he's not. Oh, this is kasher. So Gemara says, Umay kushya. What is
the
kushya? Dilma gezerat melechi. Maybe it was a gezerat ha-katuf. דאי הוא לא מהימן והחרין היא מהמנה ולאו משום דמשקר. Which means, what's the reason? Right, what's the reason why a karov is pasul? Till now I thought karov, because karov is going to lie. Because since he's karov, right. He's a relative, he's going to lie.
Changes.
So therefore, they ask what the Gemara has a question. Oh, if he's not believed, because he's a why is he going to lie? Right. Others are going to be believed. That makes any sense. Gemara says, no, who told you? Maybe the reason of karov is not because of mishakir. Maybe it's because of the katuv. A relative cannot testify because he's a relative. Why? Kacha. I'll prove it to you that's a Gizrat HaKatuv. The Gemara says, Dilo Temahak, we're not going to just say it's a Gizrat HaKatuv. Moshe Aaron Lechotnam. Can Moshe Aaron testify to their son-in-law?
No.
What? You think Moshe Aaron is going to lie? Moshe Aaron going to lie? Of course not.
But still.
Gizrat HaKatuv, right? Mishum de lo mehem nehu. You tell me, Ela Gizrat Melechu. שלא יעידו להם הכנמי גזרת מלך הוא שלא יעיד על כתב ידו לחותנו but when I'm חושש לשקר therefore other people over there will be נאמן to be testified. Look at Rashbam, it's the first of Rashbam over here. Rashbam says same thing, אף פי שאתה עוזר שזה אתה כתוב הוא לחתנו אינו נאמן ולא משום דם מחזיקים לו כמייס מזויח not because we were going to forge. Exactly. Which means he's not believed because he's not the Katuv. But I'm not going to believe because the whole thing you'll say is, oh, if he's not believed, others are going to be believed. No, that's not the reason. So therefore, we need to go back. What's the case of the Kiddush? Era le'onam kede'amrinan me'ikara. Go back to the original case. The case was talking about where the son sold the father's assets when the father was alive, right? And then they both died, and we said that the son, Hanoch, can come along and take it out of the... right? He's all, it makes sense. He's a grandson. Grandson from the grandfather. This pasuk over here, not about Yerusha. This pasuk over there, you try to say, oh, the son, the grandson moves into the place of the father, whatever, and everyone says, it's not a hadush. You took that pasuk out of context. That pasuk was not talking about Yerusha. That was talking about Beracha, that the tzaddikim, that are going to have children, and they're going to have grandchildren to be Yoresh them. But it's not coming to tell you that the nechid is Yoresh, the grandfather, when the father is not around, and he takes that position over there. No, and therefore... It's a hadush. Therefore, the father sold the kid sold the asset before he inherited it. Okay, to this guy. Yeah. Then everybody died. Hanoch comes along and takes it out. The guy says, "Hey, your father sold. You're taking." And don't tell me, oh, I'm coming from my grandfather. I got a pasuk, ta'at avotecha, you barecha. But that pasuk wasn't talking about Yerusha, by the way. That pasuk was talking about that the tzaddikim have beracha, that their children and their grandchildren are going to be yoresh them. But not that the grandson take the place of them. So therefore, now we understand. That's a hadush then. If you don't have a source for this, and you're going to tell that the grandson can just take the asset back, oh, that's din kashe shebe mamonot. If you have a source, okay, have a source. But you don't have this pasuk. This pasuk is written by a stam beracha. It's not written by the enyan. So you have a subject. So, and then the Gemara is going to come along and ask, oh, can you say it's talking about a beracha? Then that's ready to continue for okay. So the Gemara continues. We learned from a pasuk over here that said watachat avotecha yu banecha. That what that we wanted to say that the children, the grandchildren, take the place of the father, of their father, to inherit their grandfather. They take the place, whatever he is. Even if we said he's a bechor, so he takes the place and he inherits the grandfather like he's a bechor. The grandson takes the place of his father. Well, we'll say simple. The son takes the place of his father to inherit the grandfather. So comes the Gemara and says, no, that pasuk you cannot bring it. Ayah, that pasuk was just too much a beracha. That you can have a beracha in your life that you'll inherit, your grandchildren will inherit. Doesn't mean that the son takes the place of his father. So it says, "Umim matzit amad beberacha ketiv." Can you explain that this pasuk indeed is just referring to a beracha? Aval le'anyan dina la. But when it comes to the din, they're not going to say that. Ve'atanya, we have a bright enough bayit alav ve'al abiv. So the case is talking about where the house fell on his father and on him. what did we say? Reuben and Yaakov. Reuben and his father Yaakov, the house fell on. Alav ve'al morishav. He said, on him and somebody that would inherit him, or he would inherit. Vayita alav ketubat isha ubal hov. So this was a case we had already. And there was a, the Reuben owed the ketubat isha, and he also had creditors that were coming against him. So now you have two sides over here that are arguing. Yorshei ha'av omrim, the inheritors of the father are coming along and saying, what? Haben met rishon. Reuven died first. So therefore all Reuven's stuff went to the father. So we had nothing. So therefore, you didn't get paid. Ve'harkach metav. O ba'al chov omer, the ba'al chov says the exact opposite. Ba'al chov omer ha'av met rishon. And therefore what? Reuven inherited his father. And therefore they get the... get to take the what's owed to them. Okay, that's the braita. So now the Gemara starts to make an analysis. My love, Yorshei Ha'av. What does it mean, Yorshei Ha'av? Who is these Yorshim? Bene. Must be talking about Yorshei Ha'av is Yaakov's son. He has a son, Morishav. And what's the case of Morishav? Achi. It's talking about his brothers, which means you have two brothers. The building fell on him and his brother. Okay, so now let's start the Gemara's analysis. Comes the Gemara and says, "The is al kadatach." And if you're going to say, "Lo matze amar mikowah abu de abba ka'atina," if you're going to say that the son cannot say, "I'm coming from the power of my grandfather," if you don't say that, because you're going to learn that pasuk is referring to just the beracha. Ki met haben ve'aharkach met ha'av. Even if you want to say the Uven died first, right? So we said for the Uven that was the Baal Hov was saying. Oh no, that was the Yorshei Ha'av was saying that what, that the Uven died first, and therefore the father inherited, therefore you have no claims to the Baal Hov. Even if you want to say that, ki meta ben, ha meta av, my avi. So what? Nema lehu Baal Hov. Let the Baal Hov say, Yerushat Abuhon ka shakilna, that we are taking the Yerusha of your father. What does that mean? So look at the Meshbam, fourth line. My love, Yerushei Ha'av, Bene, Morishav, Ahi, Lo, Yerushei Ha'av, Ahi, Morishav, Ahi, De Abu. Perusho. My love, Yerushei Ha'av, Hainu Bene, Dehu Ben Shenafal Abayit Alav, which means the son, Reuven's son, Hanoch. Reuven's son, Hanoch, is considered Yerushei Ha'av. Ve'al Abiv, Kegon Shenafal Abad Reuven, Val Yaakov Abiv, Vaita Alav, Ketubat Isha Baal Chov, Yerushei Ha'av, Kegon Hanoch, Ben Reuven Omer, Reuven Met Rishon. Right? He wants to say Reuven died first, in order that the Baal Chov would not be able to take anything. Ve'harkach Metav, Da'anu Yaakov, Mekoa Yaakov, Ani Ba Lirash. Oh, what is Hanoch saying? I'm coming to take the Yerusha from my grandfather, which means the Uven died first. That's and Yerushei Ha'av is coming along. Who's Yerushei Ha'av we're assuming over here? Uven's son, Hanoch. And then we're coming, so we get it from the grandfather. Ve'lo mekoach shel Reuven. Alma, le'inyan dina, amina mekoach abu de'av. So you have an ayah that you see that it goes, that the grandson has a right that takes the place of the father, or not takes the place of the father. Then you can come and collect from the grandfather. Now let's get the case again. The Uven and Yaakov are under the rubble over here. And the machloket is, who died first? So Yorshei Ha'av, who's Yorshei Ha'av? So we're saying Yorshei Ha'av, we're assuming at this point the Hava Amina. Yorshei Ha'av is the Uven's son. Uven's son is Hanoch. So he wants to say what? That they're trying to block off the Baal Chovot. They don't want the Baal Chov to collect from the Uven. So how do you do that? You come along and you knock out, when you say Reuven died first, and therefore Yaakov is Yoresh Reuven, and then Hanoch is coming along and saying, we're coming now to take from our grandfather. We're coming to take from Yaakov now. So what do you see over here? That the son that or the son takes the place of his father to be Yorish, his grandfather. Shashbam says again, Omer ben met Yishon v'hakach met ha'av, v'ayinu Yaakov, v'mekor Yaakov aliba. Right, I'm coming from the power of Yaakov, v'lo mekor shel Reuven, I'm not coming from Reuven. Alma l'inyan dina amirem mekor abu, de'av. So comes the Gemara and says, so let's read that inside. Ki, I'm reading inside again, dechita, v'techa v'ragaketiv, ki met ha'ben v'hakach met ha'av. Even if you want to say that the son died first, and then the father, Mayavi, Nemalu Baal Chov, let the Baal Chov say, Yerushat Abuhon, Kashakilna. You're coming to take the Yerushah of Yerushat Abuhon, Kashakilna. Which means, if you're not going to inherit your father, the Gemara's point is, let's get clarity, the Gemara's point is that the grandson is going to be Yoresh, the grandfather direct. That the grandson goes instead of the father, not become the father, just goes, takes his place, and Yoresh, the grandfather. So if you're not going to say that, if you're going to say that person was talking about a beracha, so therefore, even if you want to say, met v'harkach met ben v'harkach met ta'ab, so therefore you want to say met the ben first, so therefore all the stuff of Reuven went to Yaakov, and therefore the Baalei Chovot are knocked out because Reuven did not get anything. So Gemara says, "My Avi, so what?" Which means, how are they going to be patur from paying the chov in that case? Nemaleu baal chov. Let the baal chov say Yerushat Abuhon kashakilna, which means, okay. So I got it. Which means Reuven baalei chov come and say Reuven died first. Reuven died first. I'm sorry. Come along and say Yaakov died first, and went to Reuven, we can take her. Gemara says, what do you mean? Even if the opposite happened, the Baal Yechov should be okay. Even if Reuven died first, right? And now the money went to Yaakov. So, what are you going to say? The Baal Yechov should still say that you're coming along to claim it. You only claim it because it went through Reuven. You're only getting it because Reuven, your father. Reuven is not here, so you're taking the place of Reuven. And they, so therefore, once you're being Yoresh Mekoach Reuven, so we should still get it. Ela must be that they're not being Yoresh Mekoach Reuven. Ela must be they're being Yoresh Mitam, their grandfather. Once Reuven dies, Reuven is not even part of the story. Because if you're going to say Yoresh Mekoach Reuven, Machpat if Reuven died first. So now you're going to be Yoresh your grandfather. But you're only being Yoresh your grandfather through Reuven. Once you're going through Reuven, you owe us money first. You owe us money because we're the Baal Yaakov. Ela must be that the grandson of Yoresh, the grandfather, direct, Tachat Avotecha comes instead of the father. Not coming midin Reuven. So the Gemara says, Nemalu Baal Chov, that the Baal Chov say, Yerushat Avon Kashakilna. Which means, Yerushat Avichem Arinotashare, En Atem Yerushim Et Avichem Mekoach Tzmechem. You're not being Yoresh, your grandfather, from yourselves. Ela Mekoach Avichem Sherash Tavim Bekever. And how is Yoresh? Must be, I have to say, Bekever. That Reuven died first. Right? When Yaakov died, the money goes via Reuven in the Kever, and then you Yoresh from that way. Once it goes to Reuven in the Kever, so we have a Baal Chov. Ela must be that would say that what? It goes direct. It doesn't go through Reuven. So here we have a Ra'ya that the grandchildren are Yoresh, the grandfather, directly. What I said, lo, no Ra'ya. Yorshe Ha'ab. Ehav. Yoshe Ahav is not Hanoch. Yoshe Ahav is not the grandson. Yoshe Ahav is his brothers. Okay, the brothers of the father. Okay? Shem Achin Yoshim et Avihim. Oh no, Ehav would be, not Ehav, Ehav would be Reuven's brothers. Reuven's brothers. So they Yoresh the father directly. It's not the grandchild, it's a regular son. It's Ehav, it's Reuven's brothers. Ehav. Mori Shah, Ahida Abu. So look at the Rashbam, Umeshani. Lo, Yoshea Ab Ahiv. Shel Reuven. Sheomer Reuven met Rishon. So where do they come along? They're saying Reuven died first, and therefore what happens? Reuven died first, so all his money went to the father, and we are another, we're the brother of Reuven, so we arrange the father directly. The Ahalab met Yaakov, Abi Vira, Shenu Kodakasav Shelabinu. The El Reuven Ahinu Chedek Behem. Shenu met Techila, Uben Enlo.
The brothers are not coming from Reuven, they're coming from themselves.
because they're the children of Yaakov. Gam hem yiruin dinash et Yaakov kamo umorishav. And what's the other case of Morishav? Achid Abu. What's this case over here? Achi Yaakov Esav Dod Reuven. So who did the building? The building, according to the second case, the building fell on Reuven and his uncle. Reuven's uncle is who? Esav. Reuven's father is Yaakov, Yaakov's brother is Esav. So the second case of the Mishnah, the building fell on Reuven and Esav. Ukshenafala bait alav v'al Morishav. דהיינו עשיו אחי יעקב אביו יורשה, אוקיי, יורשה מורישיו, which means who's coming along, the uncle's relatives, who's that כגון, אחי עשיו, the brothers of עשיו are saying what, אומרים, ראובן מת תחילה, אוקיי, ועשיו מת אחרון, so if ראובן died first, so therefore the money goes from ראובן to עשיו, and the relatives of עשיו, the brothers of עשיו coming along saying we are, יורש everything, ואנו יורשים קודם חסב, כי לא יירש ראובן בן יעקב ונכסי עשיו דודו תחת יעקב. Right, which means over here you don't have a case of a grandson being יורש a grandfather. ראובן is not going to take the place of his father יעקב to be יורש עשיו. That doesn't work by nephews. So therefore, שמת כבר שעלי ראובן מת תחילה ואחר כך מת עשיו, ובעל חוב אומר, what's the בעל חוב saying that עשיו ראובן case? עשיו מת תחילה. Esav died first, therefore Esav's property went to Reuven, and therefore we have a claim. Reuven met Achron, and Yirash Reuven nechse Yaakov, Abiv, Shemet benechse Esav emachem, and Atar halkod, Hashar lekaracha, Tata wotechi ubarecha. Okay, good. So basically what the Gemara did over here is, it did not bring a proof that Tachat avotecha yubanecha, that the grandson is Yoresh, the grandfather, directly. You have no Ra'ayat to this concept. I can really come along and say that this pasuk was talking about beracha. This mishnah bright over that we said that sounded like a case of a grandson being yoresh to grandfather directly is not so. It's talking about different relatives. However, the Rashbam points out, ulenyan dina lo ashkamim matnitin shum ra'ayah lemiltei deshalchum mitam. You have no ra'ayah to that case over there from shalchum mitam. What was the case of shalchum mitam? The case of the bechor. The case of the bechor died. Actually, the bechor sold his, right? What was the case? The Bechor sold his chalek to somebody else, and then his son came along.
Let me just get that case, read it inside.
Right. Ben Bechor Shemakar Chalek Bechora Behaye Abiv. Right? Was that the case we wanted? Was that the bottom line case? Yeah, that was the bottom line case because we went back to Gemara. Ela le'olam kedem mikara, exactly. It's on the Amud Rishon. Ela le'olam kedem mikara. The case was talking about that what ben shemacha benekse abiv b'chaye abiv emet. Right, the son sold the assets of his father when his father was still alive, and then he died. So his son is able to come along and take the assets that his father sold. He can take it back from the lekuchot. Ah, so that's what we came along and said. And we said that what we tried to, and the hadush over there is that even though, okay, so what? Let's take a case. The Uven is a son. His father Yaakov is Yoreh, gives him Yerusha. Reuven sold an asset when his father was still alive. Reuven sold an asset when his father was still alive. Okay, he sold it to somebody. What happened? Reuven eventually died, so his son Hanoch comes along and takes it away from the lekuchot. So that was a big hadush. Well, your father sold it to us. Now you're taking it away from us. So we're going to come along and say lenyan dina that it's a hadush, such a law. It applies. It's a hadush, and really we're going to say that even though we have no proof for this, that Hanok can come along and say that when the Uven died, so now he's saying I'm yoresh the asset from my grandfather. I'm yoresh the asset from my grandfather, and therefore it's mine from my grandfather. Not mikowach leUven. Not from Kohar Uven. We didn't bring an ayat to this concept that the grandson is Yoresh the grandfather directly. So Rashbam speaks out. לא אשכח ממניתים שום ראייה למתד של חומיתם. We didn't find an ראייה to this concept. והלכה קשהו בדיני, ולכה קשהו בדיני ממונות. ומי הוא? הכי הלכתה. בדל איזה נדיד ההלכה. כדי שתחום מיתם, דהכי סברה לאלה, דהילו השכחן ראייה מפורשת, וכבר דאמנה לאלה הכי הלכתה. Which means, even though we cannot prove this concept that the grandson goes straight to the grandfather, because we didn't bring it out, yeah, but the deen is as such. Therefore, the case would be, he sold it, Reuven sold it, Hanoch comes along, and then Reuven died, and then Yaakov died, the father, and Hanoch can come along into the court and say, I'm taking it back, because I inherited my grandfather directly. Okay, comes the Gemara now with a new case. I did a pedic over here, give some interesting cases over here. Gemara now says, okay, ba'u mine merav sheshat. Okay, new story. They ask a question of sheshat. Ben, ma'u shirash et imo bakever lanhil le'achin min ha'af. Okay, Ben, the son, ma'u shirash et imo bakever. Is he yoresh his mother from the grave lanhil le'achin min ha'af, in order to give the assets to his brothers from the father? Okay, Rashbam is going to tell us a story. Rambam tells us, "Ba'o min name Rav Sheshat, Yosef ben Rachel." Okay, Yosef ben Rachel. Shemet b'chayi imo. Okay, he died when Rachel was still alive. Ve'ama ve'har kach meta Rachel imo. Then Rachel died. Ma'u shirashet imo keshu bakever kilu chay. Do you say that Yosef is Yoresh's mother in the kever, like he's still alive? La'nechil le'achav shelo min abiv, in order to give those assets now to his other brothers, to his half brothers, kegon that it went ben Yaakov ben Ashu Aham Achim Me'abiv. Okay, got the case, Yosef and Rachel. What happens? Yosef dies. Okay, no problem. Now Rachel dies. Rachel has assets. Now, if one option is, when Rachel dies, she has assets, it goes to her family. Goes upstairs to her family, to her father's side. Or do you say no? Maybe Yosef, the son, is Yoresh's mother in the kever. Now, since he's not there, it goes to Yosef's brothers. Yosef has another brother, Uven, from a different wife, whatever, from Yaakov's different wife. Yosef's father is Yaakov. Yaakov is married to Rachel. He gives it to Yosef's brother from the Ah. That's the Gemara's question. Does a child, Yoresh's mother, in the Kevin, to be Yoresh to his brothers, his paternal brothers? That's the Gemara's question. Okay. So Gemara says, "How we get a ayah? Ama dehu Rav Sheshat tenitua. It's a brayta. What do you want? It's a bifurush brayta. Okay. Ha'av shenishba. Okay. What happened? A father was taken into captivity. Umet beno b'medina. Okay. Father was taken into captivity. He died in captivity. His son also was in the medina. Was in the city, and he died also. Now the reason why I'm saying such a case." One was in captivity far away, one was in the city. You don't know who died first. That's basically the case. You have a father and a son. They died. You don't know who died first. Uben shenishba. Well, the opposite. The ben was in the captivity. Umet abib medina, and the father died in the medina. Okay, so now what are you going to have over here? You're going to have a machlok between the yorshim. Exactly who died first. So it says, yorshe'a ben yachloku. So we say in this case over here, just divide up the assets between the Yorshim of the father and the Yorshim of the ben. Because over here, it's a toss-up. We don't know who died first. So therefore, if the father died first, so that means the father's assets went to the son. So therefore, the son's Yorshim will get it. If the son died first, then it went to the father. So the father's Yorshim are going to get it first. So therefore, they split it. But the pshat they split it, I think, is because it's the same Yorshim. Gemara is going to explain now. What's the case? If it's like you're going to tell me, a father and a son, which means it's not different Yorshim. You tell me Yorshia Av and Yorshia Ben. Yorshia Av and Yorshia Ben in this case are the same people. Which means, who's the father's Yorshim? His children. And who's the son's Yorshim? His brothers. So it's of course you have a Hadush case. Yahloku. Of course you Yahloku. There's no such thing as Yorshia Av and Yorshia Ben. It's all the same people. Now she says, Mom says, Hey new Yorshia Av. Va'alo im elo banim lo le'av ve'lo le'ben. Okay, let's take a case where there was no children, let's say. Let's take a simple case. There was no children to anybody, okay? There were no children. So therefore, Kirovea Av Yorshin et Shenehem. So therefore, That's the point. Kinovei ha'av, the relatives of the father will get everything. Or im yesh banim leoto ben arehen yurshim et ha'av et ha'bet. Which means, if there's no children, so then yurshim ha'av get everything. And if there is children, so then so therefore they split it amongst themselves. Yeah, be there's bam. Behalo im en no banim of the father. What do we say? The father. Father has no children. Lo le'av ve'lo le'ben. No children, not to anybody over here. So therefore, kerovei ha'av yurshin et shenehem. So then kerovei ha'av get everything. Because there's no children. Yeah, the uncle, the father's brothers, they'll get everything. What do you mean splitting? There's no splitting over here. If there's no children to anybody, so yurshin ha'av are going to get the whole part. Or im yesh banim le'oto ben. Or let's say there is a son to that son. Harem yurshim et ha'av. They get everything also. So there's no yahloku case over here. If there's a son, he's going to get everything. There's no son, the father's side gets everything. So therefore, that cannot be the case. Oh, so what's the case? Elala v'achi kamar. So we make a new story up. Av shenishba umet ben bito b'medina. Oh, a father got taken into captivity. Umet ben bito, and his grandson from his daughter. Umet ben bito, right. His daughter's son also died in the Medina. Okay, totally new story. Father and a grandson from the daughter. Okay, we don't know who died first. Now go to your reverse. Uben shenishba umet abi imo b'medina. Or the man died in captivity and the grandfather died in the Medina. Ve'lo yadin him inay umet b'medina. You don't know who died first. So basically we have a situation over here of a grandfather and his grandson that they died together. One in one place, one in another place, and you don't know exactly who died first. Yorshei Av v'Yorshei Ben Yachloku. Okay, so since we're not talking about an actual son over here, so we're talking about over here Ben Abat v'Zekeno, Abi Imo, his father's his mother's father. Okay, so Yorshei Ben. Okay, so we have Yorshei Av, Yorshei Ben. So who's Yorshei Ben over here? Yorshei Ben, hem kirobab mishpachat Abiv. That's the from the father's side. Ve'ilu Yorshim shel Abi Imo, hem kirobim shel Abi Aem mishpachat Abiv. Okay, so what's Abi Aem is going to be from the maternal grandfather's side, right? Abi Aem. Who's going to be Yorushim on that side? Yes, his brothers,
his son, the grandfather's son, real son.
Okay, let's get to who's in charge over here. Oh, you have the chart over here? Yeah. Oh, okay, so look at the chart over here. Chart tells us very good.
His uncles.
Yeah, so okay, it tells us over here, his uncles, exactly. So look at this chart over here, it gives you the whole story. You see the two, Ben Abat, that's one that died. That's the grandson, Ben Abat, that's the white box over there. And Abi Aem. So those two guys died? We don't know who died first. Okay? Let's just set it up over here. Abi Aem, the grandfather has two brothers. Right? Ahi Abi Aem. He has brothers. And of course he has the daughter. That's the mother of the son that died. Okay, very good. And then, you have a story over here. She was married. And then what happened? Then her husband got remarried. Okay, so his brothers from the father. This Ben Abat has brothers from the father, has half brothers. Okay, so now let's see over here. Let's look at the dots here. Yorshei Av is the black guys. Who's that? Ahiya Ab. Okay, Yorshei Av. That's the.
The uncles.
Yorshei Av is the mother's uncles. Mm-hmm. Well, we could say better, Ahi Avi Ha'im, the deceased's brothers. Okay, so that's Yorshei Av, and Yorshei Ben are going to be his half brothers. Okay, very good. Totally, yeah. So no,
yeah,
correct. So Yorshim are not related over here. Yorshei Av is his brothers, and this is from a different husband. Even this is a different story. Or another wife, different wife. Why is the grandfather gray?
Because he's the Yoresh of the
grandson. Because the Yoresh of his son, of his grandson.
Through his mother, because his mother gets.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say now. So let's see over here. So again, the im ita, now we get to the proof. The im ita, if you're going to come along and say that what, that Ben is Yoresh's mother in the kevet to give to the brothers, if you're going to say this whole business, that the son is Yoresh's mother in the kevet in order to bring it to the brother's side, so to apply that over here then. How to apply it over here? Nihina med de Ben med beresha. Even if you want to say the son died first, lirte le abu de ime bekevre ve lirtinu lahu min abu, which means af im achen meta ben arishon. Even if you want to say the ben died first, lifne abi imu before his grandpa. Oh, so what's going to happen now? Yirash et abi imu bekevre. Let him inherit his grandfather in the kevre. Viyorish de chasan abi me abiv. How? Which means when he dies, when the grandfather dies, it goes to the daughter, right? And he'll be Yoresh's mother in the kevir. And therefore, when he's Yoresh's mother in the kevir, he brings it to his own brothers, to his half brothers. Which means, what are you telling me? You're making a special truth. Oh, we don't know who died first. Could be the son died first. Could be the grandson died first. Could be the grandfather died first. What's the difference? Even if you want to tell me the grandson died first, and then the grandfather, but he should be Yoresh's grandfather in the kevet. How? Because when his grandfather dies, he gives it to his mother. Mother gets it because she's a daughter. The mother gets it, and what? The mother dies, he'll be Yoresh's mother in the kevet to give it to the subamanaj. Even if he dies first, still the brothers should get a white tummy. If he dies first, he goes back upstairs to the uncle, to the, not his uncles, but to the grandfather's brothers. Even if he dies first, he should be Yoresh's mother in the kevet and should come down to his side. Oh, now what do you see in the story? In a ben yoresh demoba kevet la'chil la'chime av. You see from over here that you don't say that the son is Yoresh's mother in the kevet. I mean, when the mother finally dies, doesn't go to the son in the kevet. Elawad goes back upstairs to the father, to her father's brothers, and that's how it goes. So we bring it to ayah.
She wouldn't get it anyway.
She would get it. She's a daughter.
Right. So the grandfather dies.
So she should get it, but there's no son.
When she dies, it goes to her uncle.
Yeah, because those are
she has no children.
Correct. So go to the right. So go to the uncle. But if you're saying you're right, that's going up, but it goes back up. But if you say you're to kevin, when he dies, let it go to her. He'll get it in the kevin and go back to his brothers. And they say no. We also have our mishnah. Nafal abayit alav al immo. Okay, we had this case in the mishnah where the house fell on the son and on the mother. So what is that? Yosef and Rachel. Elu ve'elu modim sheyachloku. So we said everybody agreed in this case over here that the Yorshim split the assets equally. Ve'im ita. And if you're going to tell me that what? That the Ben is Yoresh's mother in the kevet in order to give it to his brothers. Nehi named the Ben met Beresha. What do I care if the son died first? Lirtel imi bekevet. When the mother dies, let him get it back in the kevet. And then what? Velirtinu la'achim abu. Ela la shvamina. Ela ben yoresh tibu bekevet. Ela la'achim ena ha'al shvamina. Simple raya. The case is the mother and the son died. So we said what? In that case, we don't know who died first. So split it. Why split it? Even if the kid died first. So can we say the kid died first? Goes to the mother. Okay, good. And when the mother dies, then go back to the son bekevet. And then let him be morish to his paternal brothers. And the fact that you see miyachloku, no matter who died first, so therefore, you see that what the son is not Yoresh's mother in the kevet. What is the reason for this? Amar Abaye, Nemra Siba Bebin. Menemra Siba Beba'al. Ma Siba Amura Beba'al. En Abal Yoresh Tishto Bekevet. Av Siba Amura Bebin. En Abin Yoresh Tishto Bekevet. Al Hila Ain Mina Av. When it talks about the word, it's not to solve Nahala. These are the Pesukim that talk about you shouldn't cause Nahalot to go from one Shevet to another Shevet. So it says the word lotisov by the husband, which means when we're talking about a husband being Yoresh's wife, and it says the word lotisov also by a tziba beben. That's talking about Yerushat Ben. What does it say? Lotisov nahala libnei yisim mate el mate. Oh, so just like we know by a husband, the husband is not Yoresh, his wife. Bekever, which is, let's say the wife gets the different assets after the husband dies. And then she dies. We don't see those assets go to the husband. So just like the husband is not Yoresh's wife, Bekevet, so too a child is not Yoresh, his Af siba amul ha-beben, ena ben yurish temo be-keven. Just like a wife, because it says siba, siba. It says whoever gives that shava. Not the soul of the soul. So just like a husband is not yurish's wife be-keven, so too a son will not be yurish's mother in the keven as well. That we're learning from a gizera shava. Okay, well, what's the case of... What's the case of Al-Karashba? Ena ba'al yurish deshto. Kishi meta be-keven. It's the Baal, really. En a Baal yoresh et ishto bekeber. Benechasim shenaflu la lahar mota. Which means she died, and then nechasim, let's say, fell to her after her death. So the husband is not going to, we're not going to say that the items go to the wife and then go to the husband. The item will just go to wherever they're supposed to go to. So it's a husband cannot be yoresh his wife in the keven. Again, that means the wife died. Now she was yoresh, more things came down to her. So you don't say, well, let it go down to her in the keven and then via the husband. So just like a husband is not yoresh his wife but keven, a son is not yoresh his mother also in the keven as well. What does that mean? About enu yoresh deshto ela b'muchzak. Right? Only what she has at the time of death. V'lo b'ra'ui. Good. Things that did not get to her yet, he's not yoresh. היינו בנכסים שהיו נאויים לעבור לה, ונכסים שהפלו בירושה לאחר מותה. Okay, very good. So comes the Gemara and says, ההוד אמר לחברי, a guy told his friend, we had this case before in the Gemara, נכסי דבר סיסין מזבנינה לך. All the stuff that I bought from a guy called בר סיסין, I'm selling to you. The guy bought a lot of fields from בר סיסין. Any field that I bought from בר סיסין, I'm going to give to you. Okay, because I will sell to you. So one of his fields was actually called the field of Bar Sisin. But the guy says, I didn't buy this from Bar Sisin. A coincidence. Happens to me I have another field in my portfolio that's called the field of Bar Sisin, but I didn't buy it from Bar Sisin. Happens to be called Bar Sisin. So I get the case. The guy says, oh, any field that I bought from Bar Sisin, I'm selling to you. Okay, so the guy comes to get all the fields. This field, this field, a big sign on the field. Field of Bar Sisin. So Bar Sisin, I'll take this one also. The guy says, no. This one, I didn't buy it from Bar Sisin. Where, I always had it. Oh, coincidentally, it happened to be called the field of Bar Sisin also. Just like the guy that I bought all these fields from. But it's mine. That's not part of the transaction. Okay, I came in front of the rabbis. Atul Kamed of Nahman. Rahman said, you give it to the lokeya, it's included. The sale is Bar Sisin, sell it. You gotta give it to him. Rahman, so Rahman said, what kind of halakha is this? Dinach, eh? Hamutsi b'chavero, alamalaya, adraba. You're lokeya, you're trying to take the field out of this guy. Prove that that's not a separate field. Prove that's part of the Bar Sisin portfolio. You want to take it out? We understand Rava. Anyway, Gemara says, "Veramid Rava Adraba, Veramid Rav Nachman and Rahman." We steer on now from another story on both opinions. What's the story? Now, the Amal and the guy told his friend, "My ba'id b'hai beta." He tells him, "Excuse me, sir, what are you doing in this house over here? It's my house. What are you doing over here?" So he says, "Amale minach zabinta." Thank you. I bought it from you. V'achalichne azakar. I've been here for 3 years, and you didn't open your mouth, so you don't even have a right to make a claim anymore.
Which means,
I've been in the house for 3 years already, and you didn't make a macha'ah, and if you lost your claim, you have no right to claim over there anything. Finished. Okay. So if I'm believed, and even if there's no star, he has no star, the guy, but I'm believed, 3 years living in the house without you making a macha'ah, finished. So therefore, Amale ana b'shkune gavayavai. What are you talking about? You know why I didn't make a macha'ah? Because I was living in your house. And to get out of my house, I was had to walk through your house. So the reason why I didn't make a macha'ah, because I was here. I said, why do I have to make a macha'ah? I'm living on the property. I'm living on the inner house, and I always have to walk out the other property. So my presence is my macha'ah. So comes the Gemara and says, so therefore, hazakah, and therefore, that a problem. Who gets the house? So the Gemara says, atu lekamed Rav Nachman. So they both came in front of Rav Nachman. Amale, so Rav Nachman tells the guy that's in the house, Zil Beror Achilatach. Go prove that you indeed lived on the field for 3 years, which means bring an ayah over there, which is like a regular case of hazakah of shalosh shanim. You need to bring the ayah that you were living on the field for 3 years, and as long as you didn't bring the ayah with edim, the karka goes to the original owner, and he's not ne'eman to come along and say he bought it. Amale Ravana Nachman. So Ravana says, what do you mean? Dinache hamotzi mechavero aravan ayah. And therefore, since this guy's living in the house for 3 years already, he's living in the house, and you're coming along and trying to take it out, so let him bring it out, yeah, that indeed that the house is his. Kasha de Rava, de Rava. We have a stira from Rava to Rava. Why? Because in the first story over there, he kept the field in the original owner. What was the first field? First case was Barsisai fields over there, right? So he came along and said, listen, he has the field. You want to take out the field from him. He's holding on to the field now. So therefore, let the guy that's trying to take out the field bring a raya. Okay? And what's the story in the second thing? In the second story, he kept the field. He kept the field in the mazik. Even though the original, away from the original owner. The original owner said, hey, it was mine. Here he's keeping it in the mazik. Again, by Ben Sisai, he's keeping it by the original owner, and in the case of the hazakah, he's keeping it by the one that's living in there now, not by the original owner. And why? Rav Nachman. What's the question of Rav Nachman? Because Rav Nachman, in the first story, he gave the hazakah to the koneh, to the buyer. He told the buyer, take it. And in this story over here, he kept the house over there on the mazik, the one that was in the house for 3 years. So Gemara is going to give a simple answer. Gemara says, "Rava, not kasha, not a question for Rava. Hacham mocher kai benechse, hatam lo keiach kai benechse." Exactly, Rava's rule is consistent. Hamotzi mechavero adav araya. The question is, who's the motzi? You have to find who's the mazik. Whoever's holding on to the property at the time, the other guy's considered a. So therefore, in the case of Bar Sisin, what was the case? The mocher, the seller, he's holding the nechasim. He didn't give the fields over yet. So you want to take this Bar Sisi field away from me? Hamotzi mechavero arabaraya. In the second case, hatam lokeach kai benekse. In the second case of the erur on the bayit, the lokeach, he was omer ma'azik on the bayit, which means the buyer of the field, he claimed he bought the field. He's saying, I was living on this field for 3 years. So I'm the ma'zik now. So therefore, your other guy is the motzi ma'havero ala varaya. So it's just, who is the ma'zik? And the other guy becomes the motzi ma'havero ala varaya. Then I'm the one of them, ala kasha. Hacha, keba damale debe bar sisan. In the case of the first story of bar sisan. Umikriyad debe bar sisan. Since he told him the field of bar sisan. And this field happens to coincidentally be called the field of bar sisan. It's coming upon him. It's too close over there. You told him you're selling him the Bar Sisan field. This family called Bar Sisan. You got to prove that this field is not a Bar Sisan field that you bought. All right. Lo ye ela denakit shtara. Mi lo amrina ne kayem shtarak mekum benechse. But over here, in the case where he was living on the field for 3 years, right? Let's say he didn't have hazak. I'll say he had better. Let's say he had a shtar. Shtar, that this field belongs to me. What would you tell the guy? Kayem shtarach. Go make a kiyum on your shtar to make sure the shtar is not a forge. So a guy living on a field with hazakah for 3 years is not going to be better than if he had a actual shtar. Just if he had an actual shtar, we tell him what? Kayem shtarach, go make a kiyum on your shtar. So tovi, go bring ra'ya bi'adim. Then indeed you are living on the house. We're not going to make the hazakah of 3 years better than somebody that's holding a shtar. Prove to me that a shtar is not mizuyaf. Prove to me also that you were living on the field for 3 years. So therefore, as long as he doesn't have a shtar that's mikuyam, the guy that's living on the house for 3 years, so therefore we put the hazakah on the original owner. Similarly, you're living on the house for 3 years. Until you can bring an ayat, you're living on the house for 3 years, we're going to give the house to the original owner. Okay, let's read Rashbam. No, we have that over here. So again, let's just speak out clearly. We'll stop over here. The Gemara brought us two stories, basically. One story of the Bar Sisan, and one story of the house, of the Hazakah. We brought stirot between Rava's ruling in both stories. In the first story, he said, "Amotzi mechavero alav ra'aya," which means the Ma'zik holds on to it. And in the second story, the Ma'zik doesn't hold on to it. The Ma'zik, he gives it back to the He gives it the Balsita Dodo, which means right, in the second, again, the first story by Sisan, he said the one that's holding on to it holds on to it, and not the original owner. And in the second story, he says, give it to the original, goes to the original owner. Am I correct? Is that what Rabbi said in the second story? And therefore, since the, right, which doesn't go to the original owner, it stays by the Mazik. Says by the Mazik. So there you go. No, we're working with one rule. Who's the Mazik? Depending on who the Mazik is, that's how it all goes. And what was Rabbi Nachman's tira? Rabbi Nachman, you said in the first case, give it to the Lokayah. Give it to the Lokayah. And in the second case already, you said, give it to the Lokayah, which means give it to the new guy. Give it to the new guy. And in this case over here, you said, keep it with the old guy. Keep it with the old guy. Bring it to him. Keep it with the old guy. So what's the explanation? In the first case over there, he said, Basisai. You got to bring a proof that that's not the one. And when the second case over there is, okay, the reason why I say give it to the original guy is because the guy is sitting in a field. Let's say he had a shtar. He still has to bring an ayah that a shtar is legitimate. So we're not going to make Chazakah 3 years better than if he had a shtar. So if it's 3 years, also to bring an ayah that you lived on the field for 3 years, no one will give it to you. Until you can bring an ayah that you lived on the field for 3 years, I'm going to give it to the original. The original guy that came there. You also agree you bought it from him. So therefore he's the original guy. So you can bring a proof and give it to the original guy. So that's how we answer the two questions.